go. I'm headed and the low. What's the starter? Something good. With me and my broke the martyr through the hood. Just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling. Watching ceiling fans go round. Trying to catch that feeling. I'm instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 flies on your head. To Decatur, writing rhymes. Trying to find our spot off in that light. Light off in that spot. Knowing that we can rock. Doing the holding the wall clubs. This shit here must stop. Like freeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's. And that's
a
no-no.
A 1-2. Dope, dope. Then the Cadillac, the college. Went from players, ball to ball. Putting the top up on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Say mother, mother. That plaguing. They paying. We staying legging. Vocals, vocals done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry. Outcast. Yeah, them. They making big noise. Over a million sold to this day. Take it like they 96. Gonna be that year that all y'all players hit us can buy me.
Around me, you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on roads, coming up slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on roads, coming up slamming Cadillac doors.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that rallies, bullshit. Push off like it was supposed to be pulled. But as a chick, I was stone like them white boys. When them white girls before them got croaked, chunky, chunky. Passes getting thrown like Hail Marys, and they looking like Halle Berry. So, so fine, intertwined. But we ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit villain, and I'm so high, so freely. Me, Lil B, Rick Moan and Suge, and my little brother James. Things changed in the hood where I live at. Them rats know, mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm suck, you suck now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you like Tony, Tony, Tone. Yeah, yeah. Like this East Point and we gone.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on roads, coming up slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on roads, coming up slamming Cadillac doors.
I stopped at the mall the other day. Heard a call from the other way that I just came from. Some was saying something, talking about smoke some. Your man make you school? No, not really, but he kept smiling like a clown. Facial expression looking silly, and he kept asking me, what kind of car you drive? I know you paid. I know y'all got buku buku from all them songs that y'all done made. And I replied that I've been going through the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me to the end of the week. I live by the beat like you live, check to check. If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Yes, we done come a long way. Like them slim ass cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gonna continue.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the roads, coming up slamming Cadillac doors.
You're listening to 104.9 WJRH Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, and we're coming to you live. I got a lot to say today. Yesterday was election day. For the past few weeks, you heard vote, 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 vote. And in short, black women showed up, did they thing, you know, voted in their interest, and everybody should always follow suit. Just listen to the sisters and you'll be straight. Brother showed up. Shout out to the state of Florida and everybody who worked on that amendment to allow felons to regain their voting rights. White women once again showed that they'll always vote for their race instead of their gender. And white men remained racist in majority. There's a lot to discuss on Time and a Half, and we're going to put Time and a Half to make sure that we give y'all that real today. Once again, my name is Brother Charles, and we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. Yesterday, we rocked the vote. Folk rocked the vote. And now here's Aaliyah with a Rock the Boat in celebration.
Enzo Ortiz. Okay. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come get you. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come get you. Let me see you go back.
It's appropriate that we playing back and forth today on Time and a Half because it's been so much back and forth regarding these midterm elections. If you've been living under a rock, if you don't have any form of social media or just don't watch the news, yesterday was the midterm elections for the United States of America. A lot of different positions, judges, senators, representatives, state representatives, congressmen, of course, governors, mayors, all that. People voted on any and everything yesterday. Stacey Abrams actually decided to keep pushing and wait until absentee ballots are counted in the state of Georgia to see if she will be elected, I believe, the state governor. So it will be a runoff. Polls are actually open, I think, until about 8 o'clock down in the Atlanta area due to white supremacists trying to hold off on black people being able to vote. I have a lot to discuss regarding voting as a whole. I think I will start with the understanding of the demographics of America versus the blame that is placed after elections on certain demographics. Everyone needs to recognize that minorities in America are called minorities for a reason. We are the minority because we are in numbers less. Right? Less in numbers than the majority, which are white Americans. Therefore, there has to be a substantial amount of the majority who have to vote for a certain party or certain candidate in order for that candidate to be in good standing and significantly win. Right? And the rhetoric that I saw from every medium, whether it be CNN, New York Times, and politicians themselves, celebrities, whatever, after, you know, and the Democrats had a good day yesterday. I've never believed in bipartisanship. I think that that is one of the ills of American politics, is the fact that we are so stuck on one or the other. And I'll get into that later. But it seems as though when the Democrats don't necessarily have the field day as expected, right, the automatic finger is pointed at minorities, which is not fair in any way, shape, or form. Number one, because why are you solely riding on the votes of African Americans, Latinos, Asians, whoever, right? When in reality, right, it is white women, white men who are out here voting for these conservative candidates, for these individuals who are racists. Some are pedophiles. Some are sexual assaulters. I'll call them sexual deviants. And bigots, right? When we look at the Ted Cruz versus Beto O'Rourke campaigns in Texas, right? Ted Cruz, yo, terrible individual from all the way up to all the way down. Just hates women. In short, like, hates women, hates himself because he doesn't even connect to his own Latino heritage. Definitely hates black people and is not doing anything positive in the state of Texas. Only thing this dude knows how to do is be awkward. And I looked at Beto O'Rourke's platform. I watched a couple interviews because seemed like an upstanding individual. I'm always shaky about politicians because a lot of them have false advertisement when it comes to their platforms. They say what sounds good and then they get in the office and do a complete 180. But for the most part, I was looking at what Cuz was about, and it seemed like he had a plan that was going to, you know, promote the well-being and the wellness, literally, of the state of Texas as a whole, which includes a very large black and Latino population, right? So it would have been cool if he would to have gotten into that seat, right? And it looked like, you know, a lot of people were rooting for Cuz, but once again, white men and white women show that they have absolutely no regard for minorities, right? And showed up in droves, right? And didn't even necessarily have to show up in droves simply because they make up the majority of Texas, right? And voted Ted Cruz back in. And it always baffles me most definitely because, and in the 2016 election, this was the case too. White women, y'all keep voting against your own interests. Like, I'm pretty sure The Handmaid's Tale is popular amongst white women in America. That's literally y'all future, and y'all keep voting for cats who will probably be down for that. If you haven't watched The Handmaid's Tale, it's literally just this dystopian society, and everybody has a hard time watching it because it's white men, women who are mostly suffering. And it seems as though that, like, that's what majority of white women keep voting for. If you go on CNN, it shows that 59% of white women in Texas voted for Ted Cruz, and I'm just confused because he really doesn't want y'all to have any autonomy over y'all body. But if that's what y'all rock with, I mean, cool, whiteness over womanhood all day, every day. Do what you think is best. And it's decisions like that and it's trends like that that happen every election, but it always turns into, oh, black folk, you should have voted more. Oh, black folk, you didn't go to the polls. Oh, black people, black people, what are you doing? When in reality, and you can go back and check for yourself, in Florida, they did this in Texas, they did this in Kentucky, they did this in so many other spots, they did this in Maryland, and D.C., and in Virginia as well. Georgia most definitely had this issue. In areas that are majority black, it seemed as though yesterday that the most stupidest individuals were running those polls because voting machines weren't working. It was one spot where the power cords weren't even brought to the voting place. Now, yo, you knew that this election was finna happen in this exact spot for 2 years. And you telling me somebody was like, nah, we don't need the power cords. It's voter suppression every single time. Only in black areas. I voted I forget what election it was for. And I live in a suburban area of Northern Virginia. A lot of white people over there. I always vote at my old elementary school. I was in and out of that joint, I remember, in like 15 minutes. And then yesterday, they were telling people that they had to wait, right? And if they weren't trying to wait for the digital version, they could do a written like emergency ballot, but if you were to do that, you would have to come up with more identification. So you mean to tell me that you're forcing people to miss work, right? Which is another thing. Why isn't that a national holiday and you're allowing people to get off work? You're making people miss work, stand in line for hours, right? You disadvantage, you put them at a disadvantage already. And then you're going to tell them that they have to accommodate because you weren't prepared. And that's my issue with elections every single time, is there's so much effort placed into making sure that the status quo is maintained. And it never even really is completely successful, because those same individuals who waited and they voted and they were successful in a lot of times, more times than not, in getting the person that they wanted to in office. But I think the thing that annoys me the most when it comes to elections is just the rhetoric, and this is especially within the Black community, the rhetoric that we have regarding the motivation to vote and how we lack depth in understanding why we're voting. If you ask, in my opinion, like a random Black person why they're voting, right, especially an individual who is like really gung-ho about voting, their first mention is how our ancestors fought for this right to vote, right? Like, I vote because they couldn't, right? Another thing is I hate the way that a lot of candidates pander to the Black community, and it's never in regards to what they can actually, what actual plans that they will implement to ensure that the Black community is well taken care of. I'm not talking about communities of color, and there's nothing wrong with including communities of color, but I'm saying specifically for Black communities, especially in districts where there are large, solely Black communities and neighborhoods, right? What they're specifically going to do, step-by-step plans. It's always they're either dancing, they're eating something that we eat, they're endorsed by a celebrity that we like, or they reference something that we know. And then that's all it takes for us to be like, oh yeah, they got my vote. That's something that blows me to no end. And that ties into the fact that I think a lot of Black communities really need to come together and start voting with specific agendas, right, and plans, because that means that we will have specific ways to hold individuals accountable once they get into office. Democrats especially have pandered to the Black community time and time again, right? And Hillary Clinton was guilty of this in the 2016 election. She was dancing with Jay-Z and Beyonce on stage. She was talking about how she was sorry for calling the super predators, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm not my husband, I'ma hold y'all down. And at the same time, like, nobody really was having a specific agenda, right, that we were going to connect if Hillary Clinton was put in office. What strategic plans do we have if we were to put O'Rourke in office, Abrams in office? It doesn't matter if these individuals are Black either. That's another thing. Like, I understand the fact that we got to hold each other down and we want to put folk who look like us in office. But also, that does not mean that we should not subject them to the same pressure that we will put an individual of another race if they're in office. All skin folk ain't kin folk. And I need my brothers and sisters to understand that. And also to stop trying to bash individuals who are skeptical of voting within this white supremacist system in the first place. Right? People will look at you strange for saying that, like, I don't know if I want to vote in this election because I have absolutely no faith in this system. Like, why would you make somebody feel bad for thinking that when history, more times than not, has shown that? And we do understand that there are individuals who have lost their lives, individuals who have gone through immense trauma and torture, right? Looking for the right to vote, searching for the right to vote, right? But let us not forget that a lot of times in our history, we have fought and scratched to be included in systems and in places, right, that were always going to adjust themselves in order to keep us disenfranchised. Right? We in history, because we have been so ostracized since we got here in America, right? A lot of times we put our focus and our energy into including ourselves in spaces that were never going to allow us to succeed, instead of going within our own communities, instead of building within our own communities, right? And trying to build from within. And a lot of times when we would do that, the powers that be would come in and dismantle that. But more times than not, when we would continue to do that, we would be successful. And I think that a lot of folk, when it comes to elections, don't like to think like that, because once you say that there is no power in voting, there really is a sense of hopelessness that is connected to that. And I think that that's what a lot of people like to hold on to, is a sense of hope that that participating in this system will allow folk to infiltrate and change things from within. And you can't just hope and wish that things are going to change if you don't have people operating within the system. And to that point, I understand. I somewhat disagree, because once again, there have been black people maneuvering in systems for a very long time, for centuries. There have been black people, there have been black elected officials in America since the 1800s, since the late 1700s. There have always been black elected officials, right? But yet these powers that be still prevail. And I think that it is important that as we look at the reasons why black people vote or black people might not vote, you can always really connect it back to the fact that there is a white supremacist system that does everything in its power to either keep us from voting, right, or when we do vote, to take that vote back. But also, even if every African-American individual in this country who was eligible voted, it would still take white people caring about other demographics in order for the agenda to be successful. I think that's what people forget. People put so much pressure on black people to vote, right? And there's a lot of audacity that comes with that. There's a lot of audacity of asking an individual who, if they're somewhat conscious, recognizes the ills of the system, to ask them to actively participate in a system that could still, that will continue to disenfranchise them whether they vote or not. There could have been all black elected officials placed in office yesterday, and black people will still be disenfranchised in this country. So the next time that you try to like bash somebody for being skeptical about voting, recognize that there are systems in place that are going to remain in place for a very long time. And the least that we could do, I think one of the main solutions, is that we could at least vote with agendas as a community, instead of just being easily impressed with individuals who either look like us, right, or who try to act like us. Because usually that's where the buck stops. Been rapping for a little bit, so we're going to hop on this Gil Scott Heron, see what my mans is talking about. This is We Almost Lost Detroit. And I just want to make sure that the black community doesn't lose itself.
Recently, they have re-released some material that we did with an organization called the Musicians United for Safe Energy. They were called Muse, and the movie was called No Nukes. And we did a song on the album, No Nukes. It was about an accident that took place about 30 miles west of Detroit. And in that song that we recorded in 1977, we mentioned a young lady named Karen Silkwood, whose case would be decided some 6 or 7 years later. We want you to understand that somebody's always got to be on the job. Somebody's always got to be on the job, because there's always a job out there to do. This is a song here called We Almost Lost Detroit. It stands out on the highway,
like a creature from another time. It inspires the baby's questions for their mothers as they ride. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the babies or just how they would survive. And we almost lost each other this time. And how would we ever get over losing our minds? And just 30 miles Detroit, they built a giant power station, and it ticks each night as the city sleeps, or maybe seconds from annihilation. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the people, or just how they would survive. Yes, we've almost lost Detroit this time, yeah, this time. And how would we ever get over losing our minds? You see, almost lost Detroit that time. Say, well, almost lost Detroit that time. Say, well, now how would you ever get over her? Somebody's always trying to get over her.
Everybody, sit your down and listen to the true motherfucking story told by Kendrick Lamar Rosecrans. Rushing it quick to laugh about it later. Really, I'm a peacemaker, but I'm with the homies right now.
And mama used to say,
my name's gonna run you out.
Then I'll continue eating. We speeding on the 405 passing Westchester. You know the light-skinned girls was a gangbanger. I mean, I never was stranger to the folk, neither. I really doubt it. Rush it, could quake, and then we laugh about it. That's ironic, cause I never been violent until I'm with the homies. Just ride.
Tell them with the homies. This is WJR Race 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. And this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. We're talking about the ins and outs and the intricacies of voting, especially in connection to the black community. That song was The Art of Peer Pressure by Kendrick Lamar. And I think it's fitting because I feel like a lot of political participation when it comes within the black community does come from peer pressure within the community and outside the community. There's this blame game that goes on where it's like, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain. If you don't vote, you know, don't talk about the status quo. If you complain, don't talk about white supremacy, yada 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 yada. And I just think that rhetoric is just completely interwoven with a level of naivete. Because voting, number one, is not a quick fix. And if we're being honest, the individuals who can't complain are the ones who vote certain individuals into office. Right. And right now we're not talking about the ones who obviously are completely against the community because they don't care. They're not going to complain. White men, white women, they're living their best life in Trump's America. I'm talking about individuals who elect, who get so caught up in these individuals who look good on paper, right, that they put all their faith into them. They vote them into office and then they don't hold them accountable once they're in office. I'm talking about the individuals who are so gung-ho on shaming individuals for being skeptical about participating in this process, right? But then at the same time, don't actually go out and help the communities that they're voting for somebody to represent, right? You voted for somebody to represent your community, but you're not an active member of your community. You just pop out, pick somebody's name, and expect them to do it for you. My thing is this, right? Black folk in this country are owed a lot. We deserve a lot of things from this country that, in honesty, I don't think in my lifetime we are ever going to receive. And there are a lot of things that I believe that black folk are capable of doing in order to ensure that we create those things for ourselves. We have been disenfranchised for so long that I think that there is a level of confusion on what really the best solution is for us to use and to have in order to survive in such a way where we don't always feel like we're under attack, right? And we're still figuring it out. I'm not condemning anybody for voting. I think if you believe that voting is the solution to the ills of this country, then I completely encourage those to practice that. But I also would implore individuals who do vote, right, to really ask yourself why you are voting. And if it doesn't go past because my ancestors couldn't, then you are disenfranchising yourself and the people around you. Because I feel like it's more complex than just doing what our ancestors were not allowed to do. Because if that's all that we're doing, then simply existing in this country right now is doing what our ancestors weren't allowed to do. Right. I walked around this campus today and talked to individuals. I talked to a white person today. I looked them in the eye. I shook their hand. I said hello. I actually moved a white person out the way who was standing in front of me for too long. Put my hands on a white person today. That's doing something that my ancestors were not allowed to do. Right? Their existence is always going to be different than mine because I'm allowed certain freedoms that they weren't. That's only half of it, though. That's only one part of it. Right? I have to take that freedom and then pour back into my community, right? So my grandkids and the next generation who follows after me can do more. Voting is one aspect of that, but there are so many different aspects that Black people are capable of doing, right, that honor the memory of our ancestors. It's not as simple as just doing what they weren't allowed to do. I do that every day, simply by my existing. You have to think more critically than that, right? And it takes time. It takes unpacking. It takes asking the hard questions, right? And having the difficult conversations. And that's just within our own community. I don't even really want to hear the opinions of individuals outside our community telling us what we need to do. Because if chances are, more times than not, it's coming from an individual who benefits from the status quo currently. I'll never understand how somebody who is from the lineage of those who stole this country, from the lineage of those who established white supremacy in this country, who want to sit and point at a Black person and tell them and suggest to them what they need to be doing, when in reality, society is keeping their foot on my neck. It's disrespectful. And it needs to stop, especially when it comes to the aftermath of elections, as if the same demographic isn't keeping the status quo, the status quo. But I'm not tripping on this beautiful Wednesday. I got a lot of music to play, and I'm going to keep it going. We're going to stay with Kendrick for a little bit. Because I'm feeling good and I don't need anything to kill my vibe here on Time and a Half. Keep rocking with me.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Trick don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hit you. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, they can burn a bridge. Even a small light, they can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my truly found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check without disrespect. Let me say, I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign with radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling emotions inferior.
This shit is vital. I know you had to. This shit is vital. I know you had to die in a pitiful pain. Tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable. Give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself, you can remain stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Trick don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long line? Waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15th. Threes in the air, I can see you are in sync. Hide your feelings now. What you better do, I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal.
Church don't kill my vibe. Church don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive.
My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
get, man, the more you appreciate, you know. And don't get offended. Hey, yo, we go. Let me know when that drop. Yeah, louder. Talk to me different. Let's come up together. Yo, action. If you f*** me better, let's go to Neiman's. Let's go to Lennox. Spend a whole check and run a play to get the next one. Let's create the vibe. Let's not take our time. Let's spray paint the Trump Towers. Letters, you and I. It's you and I. Till it's suicide. Or till the crap pull us over. Ain't no one around. Bang. We woke, shorty. Protest and party. I know you love nostalgia. I got you Barney's. Get it, my bitch with it. Her bitch is with it. A snake is on the slippers. If a snake ever get near me. She tell me I got you. That's all for intuition. She tell me I got you. I trust her intuition. And I promise to God I follow her intuition. So I tell her I got her with pride of her intuition.
When you need someone, I can hide my fears, and if they got us on the run, we can still chase our dreams like money. Do I see my black money?
Bonnie, talk to me. I talk to you different. But never extra. She like the fact I get aggressive, but I'm not possessive. Bad, but she modest. Nag, skin honest. Black Bonnie Parker, black Bonnie Rotten. Cash at the stash, but she never snatch a quarter. Cause loyalty is everything and everything before. The world never loved me. These girls only lust. But you a woman that got the will to show me the trust. Bang, I'm woke, shorty. I'm growing and maturing. Of course we not bang robbers. They hate us cause we color. Really should leave the city. Really would if you with it. Really could never get lost. I follow what you feeling, yeah. She tell me I got you. I got this intuition. And I tell her my body count ain't nobody been it. And I promise to God I follow her intuition. Graduated from Prada, now Bonnie got the wisdom.
You be someone, I can hide my fears with. And if they got us on the run, we could still chase our dreams. I just need someone. I can hide my fears with. If they got us on the run, we could still chase our dreams. Black money. Do I see my black money?
Look, shawty, I know we not fellas, but I definitely see you as my best friend, confidant, and co-defender. Before that, you deserve every word of this real life sentence. Forever my ride or die. Never high. Love, Clyde.
And as this show starts to come to the close, I just want everybody to know, I believe that voting is important, you know, because once again, I thought it represents hope, right? And really thinking that participating in the system, getting people who look like us and are as like-minded as us as a community can help with the well-being of our community. But I saw today on Twitter, actually, minorities are busting their butt, doing as much as they can to literally save the lives of themselves and the generations after them. And each election, it really just goes off of trying to convince white people to care about other individuals outside of their demographic. And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow for a lot of folk. But it's the reality of the situation. It's going to be a long road ahead for America. And the thing about it is, what I don't like about folk who put all this pressure on voting, it really does make me think that they think it's a quick fix. It's the start of a process. America has been messed up since it was the colonies. They taught you in elementary school that the pilgrims pulled up, Squanto taught them how to fish and grow corn. they broke bread at Thanksgiving and then started this great thing called America together. That's not the case. Pilgrims pulled up, killed Squanto, his wife, his kids, took his land, killed everybody who looked like him, or they gave him blankets with smallpox in them. Then they sent him on their merry way, all the while killing the buffalo so they had nothing to eat or clothe themselves with. Then a couple years down the line, once the Native Americans were all either dead, sick, or incapacitated in some way, shape, or form, they went to the continent, got folk from majority of West Africa, and then all over, brought them back over here, worked them to the bone, to death, used and abused them. And then ever since they decided that, quote unquote, they would let them go free, tortured their descendants from then till now. And that's been over 400 years. So now in 2018, as individuals like Diane Jones are still getting lynched in Ferguson, black bodies are being shot by police on the daily. Black women and black babies are dying in hospitals because doctors don't want to listen to them. When folk are being demonized for just trying to seek asylum and start a better life, it's a long road ahead for healing and getting better as a nation, right? And with all these wrongdoings, all these problems, all these issues, there isn't just one solution. It's complex, it's intricate, it's confusing, and it's going to take some time. I'm not telling minorities, especially not telling black folk, to be patient. I'm just reminding them of the reality that we face. And to those of you, to the beneficiaries of white supremacy, to individuals who might call themselves allies, your job is not to remind black folk to go to the polls. Your job is not to remind black folk the role that they have in trying to solve their own oppression. Your job is to look to your left and to your right and look at your family members, your friends, your counterparts, your colleagues, and remind them that the decisions that they make, especially in the political sphere, affect those outside of them. It's crazy because politics to some white people really is just a matter of opinion, when for the rest of America, it's a matter of life and death. That's just my reminder. Hit me up, Facebook, Charles Evans, Instagram, and Twitter. Bro, Uncle Charles, for brother Uncle Charles. Hit me up. Tell me what you think. It's been a pleasure. You can catch me next time on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. And with that, I will bid you adieu. But on a good note, going back to Kendrick, we're going to hit you with this love, man. Because that's all we need. Sometimes. Besides, you know, like infrastructure, closing the wealth gap, and, you know, reparations. We need some love, too. See y'all next week, man.
Love and lust. Love and lust. Damn. All of us.
When you run for my money, there is nobody, no one that'll run me. So give me a run for my money. Spend bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
did I rather you trust me than to keep it a whole one? Don't got you, I got nothing. I got something.
Hold on.
We gon' function. No assumption. Feeling like nice, I'm with it. Look at that price, I'm with it. Only for the night, I'm kidding. Only for life, yo. Only for life, yo. Only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder, lean. I know what's coming over me. Backstroke overseas. I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in. All feeling go out. This feeling don't drought. This party won't end. If I didn't ride, blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to. Keep it 101. Your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door, by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I know connection is vague. Pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming. That attitude for your nanny. Curving your hip for your mammy. Remember, Gardena, I took the studio camera. I know Tapo be mad at me. I had to do it. I want your body and music. I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away. Yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still?
So give me your-